May 7, recipe for good health. Whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10:31. The Lord does not require His messengers to present the beautiful truths of health reform in a way that will prejudice the minds of others. Let no one place stumbling blocks in the way of those who are in the darkness of ignorance. Present the principles of temperance in their most attractive form. Let all who advocate health reform strive earnestly to make it all that they claim it is. The question of diet should be patiently studied. We need knowledge and wise judgment in order to move wisely in this matter. Nature's laws should not be resisted but obeyed. The health should receive careful attention. Some conscientiously abstain from eating improper food and at the same time fail to eat food that supplies the elements necessary for the proper sustenance of the body. Never bear a testimony against health reforms by failing to supply wholesome, palatable food to take the place of the harmful articles of diet we have discarded. Much tact and discretion should be employed in preparing foods to take the place of that which has constituted the diet of many families. This work requires both faith, earnestness of purpose, and united effort on the part of all, else reproach will be brought upon the cause of health reform. We are all mortal and must furnish ourselves with palatable, wholesome foods. Those who do not know how to cook hygienically should learn to put good ingredients together in such a way as to make appetizing dishes. Let us make intelligent advancement in simplifying our diet. In the providence of God, every country produces foods that contain the necessary nourishment for the upbuilding of the system. These may be made into healthful, appetizing dishes. Without continually exercising ingenuity, no one can ever excel in healthful cookery. But all whose hearts are open to impressions and suggestions from the great teacher will grow in knowledge and in skill. They will learn many things and will also be able to teach others, for Christ will give skill and understanding. Letter 177, May 7, 1901, to the brethren and sisters of the Iowa Conference.